understand. Today we put all fall down. Fall down, huh? It's an hour. Unless the rock will then sit down.
Parshas Metzora, Beis Tefillah, Tovshin Ein Dalet. It would seem to be one of those difficult parshas to speak about. Parshas Metzora, forget it. Tazria Metzora, you have to do parshas, find something, but Metzora, no, better change the topic to Pesach. Baruch Hashem. Let me start from the end of the parasha. In Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Nun Dalet. Zois ha-toiro l'kol nega ha-tzoras v'l'anosek. V'l'tzoras ha-beged v'l'abois. V'l'as-eis v'l'as-apachas v'l'abehores. L'hoirois b'yoyim ha-tomei u'v'yoyim ha-tor zois Torah Satzoras. Like a summary of the whole thing. This is it. This was being given over. A doctor asked the Tzitz Eliezer. He's a doctor in the hospital. He makes his rounds with the patients together with his students. A hospital has students, medical students, and they accompany the doctor, and they go from patient to patient, and the doctor explains and shows what this, what disease this person has, what problem this person has, what should be done, explains to them. The question the doctor is asking, that sometimes it becomes personal. The patient might have a condition in a sensitive place, and the patient feels uncomfortable. Sometimes it might be a woman patient with male students, or vice versa. It might be a male patient with female students. So for the doctor to be involved, that's necessary. But these students are not there to help this patient. They're just there using the patient to get their experience, so that later years they can help other people. But this patient feels embarrassed. Is this right? Is this permitted to embarrass the patient to help the students learn their trade? This is the question that was posed to the Tzitz Eliezer, to be found in Chelek Yud Gimel, Simon Pei Aleph. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, have a raya from the Parashas Metzora. Pretty cool to do that. It comes from the Emek Dovah, the Netziv. The Yerushalmi says that when the Kohen comes to see the Nega, to paskin on the Nega, is it Tomei or Tohor? Says the Yerushalmi, the Kohen is only permitted to do that if he's had experience. You cannot learn the Negoim just from the book. You have to have practical experience. Like in Shechita, like in Treifus, you can't just learn Treifus. You have to know what they are. You have to practice it. For says Yerushalmi, when the Kohen would come, so he would make sure a Kohen who has experience, the Raivad on the Teras Kohanim says, what's the source for this Yerushalmi that the Kohani must have experience from the pasuk we just read? It says v'lohoyreis v'yoyim ha'tomei v'yoyim ha'tohor. L'hoyreis means to teach. Hoyra Toyreis is hoyra, to teach. Says the Raivad, that what does it mean l'hoyreis? when the Kohen would come, he would call all his pupils. He would call all the young Kohanim and say, come and see. I'm gonna show you now this Metzora. I'm gonna look at it. I'm gonna show you exactly what it is. Is it Tameh? Is it Torah? I'm gonna teach you. L'Hoyreis is to teach. So again, the Rishami says the Kohanim have to practice before they pascha. The Ravid says the source for this week's Pasha of L'Hoyreis, meaning that the Kohen will call the other Kohanim to give them experience, to teach them. Says the Netziv, what are we doing? This is a big bizoyan for the Metzora. The Metzora is there. Nebuch, he spoke this Lashon Hara. He's out there by himself. It's bad enough to bring all the Kohanim to practice on him. It's very embarrassing. Says the Netziv, for sure this would be also to be done in different situations. This would be forbidden because you are embarrassing him. So why is it being done over here? Because he deserves it. He's a Metzora. He's been speaking Lashon Hara. He's been embarrassing other people. Therefore, in this case, he deserves it. We can do it. Says the Netziv, that's what the Torah emphasizes. L'hoyreis b'yom ha'tameh v'yom ha'tor. Zois Torah ha'metzora. Only by Metzora could you do such a thing. Only by Metzora could you teach on someone else's expense. It's special for Tzoras, because he deserves it. But a patient in hospital, indeed, says the Tzitzit Eliezer, you have no right to embarrass him. Therefore he says, what should be done? The doctor needs to appease the patient. And if the patient refuses, the doctor cannot embarrass him. Normally speaking, the patient, if the doctor will speak to him nicely, he won't mind. But if the patient does not agree, the doctor has no right to do this. I mean, I was thinking maybe if a patient knows that he's in the hospital but has students, maybe Adas came. Maybe that's on that understanding he comes in.
No, he has no choice to go there.
Maybe go to a different hospital.
I beg your pardon?
Maybe he could choose a different hospital.
They all do that.
They all do that.
Therefore, you have no choice.
Okay, no choice. Fine, no choice.
I mean, the better half. Yeah.
This concept of not embarrassing someone else, we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Why did Yeravam, why did he get Malchus? Because he was Mechiah Shoima. Gemara says he gave him Musa. But why did he lose his Malchus? Because he embarrassed him in public. He was Mechiah him in public. That's why he lost his Malchus. Anyway, what's the message to us? What's the practical message? When is this applicable to us? I have this with my kids all the time. Chazit, you're traveling, you see, all of a sudden the traffic goes slow. What's that? You think, oh, there's a tuna. There's an accident. You discover it's not on your side of the road. The accident's on the other side of the road. So why is it affecting your lane? You should fly in Tel Aviv, right? There's a barrier in the middle. There's an accident on the other side of the road, the other direction. Why is your traffic going slow? Because everyone is
interested.
Want to see the blood. People like to see blood. Right? Many times, we must take this into account. The patient is embarrassed. Many times, the patient is embarrassed. An ambulance comes to the street. All the kids run and watch. Embarrassing the patient. I know from my wife, the time she had to go to give birth, she would tell me, call the ambulance, tell them to come without the sirens. She doesn't want all the neighbors to come. She says, I'll come out. I'll wait for them. Don't tell them to come without sirens. Anyway, this is something that's applicable. We see that's embarrassing for a patient to be looked at. So it's something we should be sensitive about. And unless you're a tzala man and you're coming to help, but just to come for curiosity, you'll be malbim pnei upon of rabim. Therefore, should not be done. beginning of the parasha, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, says V'tzipa HaKoyen V'lokach LaMetaher Shtei Tziporim Chayos. Our Mr. Metzora has to bring with him two birds. Why birds? Says Rashi, because Negoim come because of Lashon Hara, which is Maisa Pitput. He's been speaking, big mouth. Therefore, he has to bring birds. Shemepatpatim. They also speak all the time. But Sitzuvko. So he's been speaking, big mouth, and therefore he brings birds, which also twitter, they also speak all the time. Pitputs. The question is, why two birds? One would be enough. Second question, which is even more bizarre. We bring two birds, we shecht one, and what do we do with the second bird? Let him free. So what was the point? What's the point of bringing a bird and let him free? Bishulma.
No wonder you the drone.
One we left free, so we left free. So what's the point?
No, the point was, I think, wasn't the point that you were supposed to catch him once he's in the sadeh?
I release him in the sadeh. No, I'm supposed to catch him. I release him in the sadeh. Answers the Bala Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzah Shulchan Aruch has a peiros called a Piryon. And he answered the following. The Gemara says in Chulin, Peites, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ha'umnom eilem tzedek tedaberu. Says the Gemara. Ma'um nosei shara odom ba'ilem hazeh. What is a person's umnos in this world? What's his main task? Yasim atzmoi ki ilem. Should make himself dumb. Be quiet. Yachol afle divrei Torah. Could it be for divrei Torah as well? I should shut up and be quiet. We see there's a negative speech that we should be ilayim about, and there's a positive speech, the divrei Torah, that we should speak. Now the Mefarshim explain the idea of a korban is that we're supposed to envision what was done to the korban as if it was done to us. We did a sin, we shecht the korban. We've been shechted, we deserve that. Brought up to the Mizbeach, as we need to be brought up to the Mizbeach.
To kill the animal part of us, not us completely.
On the Mizbeach, yes. Therefore, says the kids of Shulchan Aruch, had we only brought one bird, we shecht the bird, so we would understand. Oh, so the bird symbolizes speech, so you shecht the bird. So that's it, we have to shut up. We just deal with our negative speech, we would stay dumb. Therefore we deliberately bring in the second bird and we let it free to teach you, don't just cancel your negative speech, also have a positive speech, have Divrei Torah. Why? To teach us that Moves Bechayim B'yad HaLoshein. Loshein not only gives death, it also gives life. The Gemara says in Erchin, Ma takanosei shel mesaper loshen hara. What should a mesaper loshen hara do to fix himself up? Yaseg batoyro shenemar. Mal pe loshen eitz chayim. What's going to cure your loshen? Your loshen hara, what's going to cure eitz chayim? So we see these two aspects. If we only bring one bird, we just try and cancel our negative. We have the second bird. We let it go free. Let it speak. Let it be patpet. To teach us that we also need to speak, but the positive things, the Torah words. It's well known, the story of the Chofetz Chaim. When the Chofetz Chaim printed his book, someone told him, "Oy vey, can't speak anymore. Oh, you have this book, so this is Osir, that's Osir, everything's Osir." Chofetz Chaim says, "Fakert. Till now, didn't know how to speak, so you have to stay quiet. Now you learn my sefer. You know what's aser. Now you know how to speak. Now you can speak." My father-in-law has this on his book, on the, his book in Toiloyim. So he has it on the cover. Until now, you didn't know, you couldn't eat. Now you can eat. Fakert. Now you learn the loch. Now you know how to eat. So here's the same idea. We don't just want the person just to shut up. There's two parts. We're going to shecht one bird. The pitbull symbolizing your negative speech, that we're going to shecht. That you're going to stop. That's going to stop. But the second bird, your positive speech, we're going to let free and let it be a pack pet. You also need to have a pack pet in the right way.
Why does the second bird have blood? They dip it in the... What is the symbol of that? To speak, but is there a limitation?
And to remember, you should remember, to remember the negative parts. Should be careful. There could be another idea over here that Sumi Rabba Sey Toiv. Practically speaking, it won't last. If a person just focuses on to cancel his negative, he won't last. A person has to develop a positive part to him. There was a maestro with the Chazon Ish. There was a bocher who had very bad influence, and he wasn't in his learning in any way. And the Mashkiach came to complain to the Chazon Ish about this bocher. The Chazon Ish said, "I want to speak to him." Mashkiach said, "Oh, very great. You'll speak to him about all his bad friends, and she has to stop doing all these bad things." And the Chazon Ish met with the bocher, and the Mashgiach was waiting outside. He said, "Oh, what did you tell him?" He asked the bocher, What musa did he give you?" "Musa, he didn't give any musa. We sat and learned together. We ran the sugya." So he asked the Chazon Ish, "Why?" Chazon Ish said, "Look, this bocher doesn't have any geschmack in learning. There's no point. I can't take him away from his negative friends if I don't give him an alternative. If I give him a positive experience with his learning, now we can work to cancel his negative things. But just to fight his negative aspects, that giving him a positive alternative, it's not going to work." Could be the same idea we have over here. Just to say to the guy, "Don't speak Lashon Hara and shut up," it's not going to work. It's not going to last. If you develop his positive speech as well, and we'll make sure you're being a puppet like a tzipor. Your learning should become so natural. You should enjoy your learning so much, like the tzipor who just speaks away, just chatters away. It's not an avoider for the tzipor. It becomes natural. Make sure your positive speech will become natural, and then you'll be able to cancel your negative speech. Nigei batim, the goyim in the houses, says the pasuk, perek lamed dalet, pasuk lamed he. Ubo asheloi habayis. V'yid lakoyin. Says the person who owns the house. Ubo asheloi habayis. V'yid lakoyin. What's the emphasis asheloi habayis? The house is to him. Says the one Erchin, Tezayin. Negoim, Boim, Machmatsoru Sa'ayin. People who were very tight, they have a bad eye. The what? Mi Shemiyuchad, Yuchad Bais Loi. Person whose home is only for him. That what? So it explains Rashi. He's not willing to lend anything. He's not willing to share anything. It's all for him. All his items he keeps for himself. Obar shaloya bais. What happens? He comes and says, "I get a nega," and then the kohen says, "Take out all your stuff. Take it all out." And everyone says, "Wow, you have 3 computers. I can't believe it. As you can print in one page. You said that you can't. You have the paper. I can't believe it. You have so many utensils, so many items, you couldn't. You kept it all for yourself. You have so many books. You couldn't lend me one book. Remember when I asked you for a book, you couldn't lend it to me?" So it's Futsara Sa'ayin. So that's why Negoim came, because it's Tsara Sa'ayin. Ubar Shaloya Bai, so the house is for him. says the Chofetz Chaim in his Abbas Chesed, his Sefer Abbas Chesed, says even today when we don't have Negoyim, we don't have Negoyim in the home, but we still get for Tzoras Ayin, we'll still get Klolo, and you'll lose your stuff. How do we know? Because everything works with Midah Keneged Midah. Why does the house, the Tzar Ayin, why does it get to Taras? Because since you don't want to do Chesed with others, then no Chesed, then Din. So you get Din on your own stuff. It's a Midah Keneged Midah. If you don't have Chesed with other people, then Mishamayim you get Din. And we know that the world cannot stand on Din. We cannot survive on Midas HaDin. So if even today, if a person was not willing to do any chesed with his items, then he is deciding to go with Midas HaDin. So there'll be Midas HaDin on himself, and therefore by fault, you're going to get clawed on your stuff. You're going to lose your stuff. There's a beautiful chinuch. It makes a tough pay. And says the chinuch, bracha from Hashem, you get on your midas nedivus, but midas akilus, he calls it akilus, is miser, person who's miser. He says it's a mechitza shebarzel between you and bracha. That's lashon. It's a mechitza shebarzel. Person who's a miser, he only takes, he doesn't know when to give. It's a mechitza shel barzel between him and bracha from Hashem. Bracha you get from Hashem by nedivus. When you give to others, you get, Hashem gives you bracha. But you're tight, everything you keep for yourself, not willing to give, and that is the barrier between you and bracha. Tomorrow's in the Shabbos, Kuf Nun Aleph. Kol ha-merachem al ha-briyos merachem al-ov min ha-shamayim v'kol she'ein ha-merachem al ha-briyos ein merachem al-ov min ha-shamayim. Everything goes midah keneged midah. And the Chofetz Chaim brings over there a psikta. There was a meiser with an oshir who would never give tzedakah, and one day he became insane. And he ignited his own house. He took his gold and silver and threw it in the sea. And he took an axe and chopped and broke his barrels of wine. Just one day. It's getting crazy. One day. It's all because of this, because he was a miser. So we learn from this idea of being Tzar Ayin. And when neighbors ask something, a friend asks, it's an idea to get, if we'll be nadiv and we'll help people and we're happy to help, then this will midah keneged midah. By us doing chesed to others, we will deserve chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we don't give chesed, don't do chesed, everything take for ourselves, then it's a mechitza shabazah from any bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you are putting yourself in a situation of din. And who can live up to din? B'tziva ha-koyen v'pinu es ha-bayis. Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Vav, and the koyen requests, commands to take out, to empty the house. B'tere mi'ofa ha-koyen l'ro es ha-nega. What's the rush? Why empty out the house before the koyen comes? So we know the Mishnah and the Goyim. The Mishnah Negoim in Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Hay says, we're trying to prevent Tumah. We don't, because once the Kohen was, till the Kohen comes, there's no Tumah. Only when the Kohen says Tomei, does it become Tomei. And what are we trying to prevent? Says the Mishnah. Omar Meir, v'chimah metamaloi. What tumma are we trying to prevent? If it's the clay eight, the god of his metal kalim, what's the problem? You can always take in the mikvah and be matar them. Al ma chasa atayra, a klei chausay, al pachoy. For his earthen, the little earthenware vessels, very small. Okay, so we don't need to come tomei to save them, but the mission carries on. Im ka chasa atayra amamoyna bozui. For a person's unimportant kalim, the Torah cares, and the Torah says, take them out. Al mamoinaya chaviv kalvachomer, for a person's important money, for sure the Torah cares about. Vimkach al mamoinay kalvachomer nefesh bonav abnaisav, for sure the Torah cares about a person's children, which are even more important than anything else. Vimkach al rosha kalvachomer al shel tzadik. If the Torah cares about about we're talking about Russia, who has Saras, and yet the Torah cares about his unimportant items. For sure, the Torah cares about his important items. And Kal V'Chomer, the Torah cares about his children. And Kal V'Chomer, the Torah cares about the Tzaddik. We can learn from here how Hashem loves us. That's the Mishnah. The Sforno. He has a different explanation. He says, why is it? It's maybe a different point. Why does all this have to be done before the Kohen comes? Because should we have time to do tshuva and tefillah? We're trying to buy time. So Kohen says, you know what? Take all your stuff out. What's the purpose? To give time that the Bailim should time to repent and time to daven, and the Kohen also gets time to daven. That's how the Sforno explains. It's a ceremony to give you extra time. I would like to add something. Why is this now time to daven? The Gemara says in Bava Metzia Mem Beis, and it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. It's Aloch in Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim Reish Lamed. A person has a granary. A granary. And he's coming to measure, he's harvested his field, and now he wants to know how much did he get? How much did he make this year? So he's coming, it's all there. All the grains are there. His field is now empty. It's all piled up. He's coming to measure his granary. There's a special tefillah you say. Ha'hoilech lomo des groina, Omer. Ki rotza milfonecho Hashem Elokeinu. She'tishlach brocha b'masi yadim. It's all there. There's nothing more coming in. Send me a brocha. He's davening. What do you mean? It's there. It's all fixed. It's there. There's nothing coming in. No, send me a brocha. Hishchi lomud. He's already started to measure. Already measured 10%. Omer. Baruch HaShoyleach Bracha B'Krize. Thank you. You are now sending me Bracha right now. What do you mean sending me Bracha? What do you mean? It's all there. Modad V'Hakach Birech. He's finished measuring. He's already counting. He got 3 tons. And now he makes the Bracha. Now he's a Tfilas Shov. Now it's too late. But nothing's going to change. Why? She'en a Bracha Metsuya Loi B'Dovra HaShokul Loi B'Dovra HaModud. There's no bracha for things which have already been measured, weighed, counted. Things that are hidden, is still a bracha. And it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, same thing over here. The negah there is true, but it hasn't been seen by the Kohen. It's still time to change it. You can still daven right now. Because it hasn't been seen. It's still called Somim in Ayin. The Kohen hasn't seen it. He has to see it. So you can still chap a Ryan and daven. What do you mean? I want to daven. There's a Saras there. I see it. No. But it's still Somim in Ayin for the Kohen. You can chap a Ryan. You like the person who's measuring his granary. It hasn't been finalized. You can still chap a Ryan.
while the other people are watching and you're being embarrassed. The longer the time, the more people can see, the more embarrassing.
They shouldn't be there. Why those people? And we said Masorah deserves embarrassment. How's this negate to us? I had a friend who child was ill. He did a very important test. And got a psak that till the results haven't come in, he's still davening. What I'm davening for, they already took the x-ray. They already did the CT, they did the scan. It's done. No, but the doctors haven't sat together. It's still b'china of dava sami menayin. There's still time to daven. Once the result comes in, that's can't daven for it to change. I mean, it shouldn't be there. But if it hasn't yet, it's still called sami menayin. No one yet knows what was in that CT. It hasn't been looked upon. It's still daven. It's not called. You're not diving for a nace. It's not a tefillah shav. And somehow, if you have a source, the scan will come out good. The same way that the granary you measure, it's all there. You can daven. Somehow it's going to expand. Don't ask me how. As long as it's somi menayin.
Is that true about ubar also? Before the baby comes.
So this is a kasha I saw. By an ubar, it says it's a tefillah shav. Is that correct? If you daven, if your wife's pregnant and you daven that you want it to be a zohar, it's a tefillah shav. Is that correct?
After 40 days.
Yeah, but it's still Somi Minayin. No one knows if it's a Zohar and a Kepah. That's special. That's an exceptional case. That's true. It was an ace. But, so this I saw brought down as a Chaim Kanievsky. How do you do all that? So I saw this in Dirshu Mishneh Berurah. So Chaim said that there's no Teva for Uber to change from Zohar to a Kepah. But wheat could expand. I put a note to him next time. Let's look into this. In Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph and Chof Beis, we're told about there's a difference between the carbon of a Metzorah who is poor and Metzorah who is rich. The rich, the Oshir, has to bring three kvasim, three sheep. And the poor Metzorah, he brings one keves, two birds. Says the Chofetz Chaim, there are people, they daven, they learn, they know they could do better. They know that they're not living up to their potential. They could daven better, they could learn better, they could do mitzvahs better. But they comfort themselves and say, look at that guy. That guy, he comes even later than I do to davening. And that guy only comes once a week to shir. See, you know, so I'm not doing so bad. Comforts himself. Because relative to him, I'm great. Says Chofetz Chaim, it's a big mistake what you're making. Because could very well be that guy, he has big difficulties. Could be he was never, didn't get your upbringing. Therefore, that guy maybe is an oni badas. Maybe he doesn't understand things properly in the right way. So he's an oni badas. But you are an Ashir Badas. And therefore, the din is, the Mishnah says in the Goyim, Mishnah in Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnah Hay, says, then Ashir, who brings a carbon oni, lo yatza. The same carbon that's good enough for the oni is invalid for the Ashir. Therefore, you can't comfort yourself and say, well, I know I recognize I could do better, but relative to that guy, I'm great. It's a big mistake. Because you're an Oshir and that guy might be an Oni. And therefore it doesn't help you. The fact that he's Yoitza doesn't help you for your Chiyuv.
Here, it's very sensible that you say that
famous medrash in this week's parasha brings the story of the Reuchel, the peddler, who came and said, "Man, machriz va'imer man buy the mizban chayim. Who wants to buy life?" And Rabbi Yanai was there. He asked him, "What are you saying? How do you buy life?" He said, "Posse mir isha chofetz chayim." Rabbi Yanai said, "Kol yomei isi koyer posik zeh lo isi yodea heichan hu poshut at shebo reichel zeh." Wasn't aware how simple it is till this reichel came along. You need to understand what Rabbi Yanai, you knew the posik. What did Rabbi Yanai, what changed in his understanding when he heard the posik which he knew about already? I remember I was a bach in the Meir Shiva. I remember one day I was reading the there's like a notice board where you can hang up your private advertisements or notices. I was walking down the steps and there was an advert. That's what the advert said: a special type of honey that gives long life. This is what the advert says. There was an Israeli who was flying a plane in China and the plane crashed into a forest and he survived and he got out and he walked to the local village and he noticed all the men were old. The inhabitants of the village were very old and there he discovered this amazing honey that gives you health and long life, and here it's for sale. This is the story. That's true. It's like printed like a newspaper article. How this Israeli crashed in the forest and he found this and now it's being sold in the Meir Shiva. So what did I think? Baloney, shtusim avolim, I'm shtusim, and monoshach. First of all, it's absolute baloney. But even if it was true, you wouldn't come and sell it in the Meir Shiva. If indeed you have such a product, then you don't come to the Meir Shiva to make money. You'd go to other places. People would pay a fortune to get long life. People pay a fortune. Meichi tasty. This story is true. And meichi tasty, you come to the Meir Shiva to sell it. I was mazal in the whole thing. Then I thought to myself, Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy, so I'm mazal. What would happen if the person reading the advertisement was a person who has a critical disease? Then how would he relate to that advertisement? What would he say? No, I'm nothing to lose. Maybe machbata, I'll spend 50 shekel. He'll consider it. He won't be mazalzo. Meaning, for life, if you're desperate for life, then you'll consider wild options. And people do that. People who are critically ill, they'll be willing to go take untested medicine, which unproved, they'll do anything. A drowning man clutches a straw, right? So this is what changed. Here we have a Reuchel. We have this guy coming. Me by man by chai. Meichi tasty. Who are you? Why are people even relating to this guy? Why are people responding? Again, Mimon of Shach. If you really have life, you're gonna come to this village. You go to the big city where the rich people are. Meichi tasty. Yet still people respond. Why are people responding? Because of life. So when Rabbi Yanai hears this, he all of a sudden he understands this, a desire for life. I said, you know what? Who is giving us this prescription? It's not a quack doctor. It's David HaMelech. And David HaMelech says, "Mi isha chafet chayim, sumi rav esay toiv, netzayim shayim chomero." So it's not a quack doctor. It's real. David HaMelech, for sure. It's an emes. We have to live that emes. The same way that we live you desire life, you live it. So that's what Biana said. We should be zeichet to refrain from lashon hara and to live it. Should be poshut as should be an avoider. Be poshut man by chai. The tzoros shoyin chamera should become natural, like people desire life. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. And the next year will be in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Iyar. Thank you very much. Shabbat Kashuv Sameach.